Genesis chapter 49. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the end of days. Assemble yourselves and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the firstfruits of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Unstable as water have not thou the excellency. Because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brethren, weapons of violence their kinship. Let my soul not come into their council. Unto their assembly let my glory not be united. For in their anger they slew men, and in their self-will they huffed oxen. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel. Judah, thee shall thy brethren praise. Thy hand shall be on the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's son shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion and as a lioness. Who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, as long as men come to Shiloh, and unto him shall the obedience of the peoples be. Binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine, he washeth his garments in wine, and his vesture in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Zebulun shall dwell at the shore of the sea, and he shall be a shore for ships, and his flank shall be upon Zedon. Issachar is a large-boned ass, couching down between the sheepfolds. For he saw a resting place that it was good, and the land that it was pleasant. And he bowed his shoulder to bear, and became a servant under taskwork. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent in the way, a horned snake in the path, that biteth the horse's heels, so that his rider falleth backward. I wait for thy salvation, O Lord. Gad, a troop shall troop upon him, but he shall troop upon their heel. As for Asher, his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a hind let loose, he giveth goodly words. Joseph is a fruitful vine by a fountain, its branches run over the wall. The archers have dealt bitterly with him, and shot at him, and hated him. But his bow abode firm, and the arms of his hands were made supple by the hands of the mighty one of Jacob, from thence, from the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee, with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that coucheth beneath, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of thy father are mighty beyond the blessings of my progenitors unto the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of the prince among his brethren. Benjamin is a wolf that raveneth. In the morning he devoureth the prey, and at even he divideth the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is it that their father spoke unto them, and blessed them. Every one according to his blessing, he blessed them. And he charged them, and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite. In the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field from Ephron the Hittite, for a possession of a burying place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife, there they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife, and there I buried Leah. the field and the cave that is therein, which was purchased from the children of Heth. And when Jacob made an end of charging his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and expired, and was gathered unto his people.